My name is Marie Alfred. I own the cleaning business Keep It Clean, and we currently clean the Lippitt House Museum. I also own a dog walking slash pet sitting business called Dog Troopers. If you like Star Wars, just remember Stormtroopers, and there you go. I've been cleaning here for about a year now. Perfection. I want to make sure that everything is completely spotless. There's not an ounce of dust anywhere. I just want to make people happy when they come into this house and feel at home. I do clean a lot of historic houses in Providence. I've cleaned certain commercial buildings, but mainly residential homes, keeping people happy when they come home from work. More detailed, much more detailed. You can't touch certain things in here. You have to be very careful and very gentle with everything. Very gentle. Just experience. I've got hired at a lot of historic houses, and there was a house it's on the corner of Benefit and George Street. It's a huge, it was originally owned by John Brown, I think, and there was this mural that was painted on the wall. It's like the wallpaper. And you did not touch that. It would crack if you touched it, and you just learned to be very, very safe in that house. And I just kind of picked up from there and all self-taught. And that was it. And I just ended up built a reputation, and hence why I'm here. Around the holidays, sometimes twice a month, but usually it's about once a month. It's not that often. But when they start entertaining and having more catering gigs here, I'm here a little bit more, usually about twice a month. For me personally, I'm very focused when I come in here, especially today with a new employee, very focused and, like I said before, very, very detail oriented because it's a special house, you know, so you can't move a lot of things around, you can't touch it because it's old and it has been well maintained here, but I'm very detail oriented. And then when I leave, I'm a little bit more relaxed and satisfied, and hopefully everybody else is too. Hardly any products. We don't, there's certain products these days could damage the old wood in this house. It's everything's like for dusting, dry rags. That's it. I don't know, because cleaning the bathroom, just general bathroom cleaner. I usually use the green stuff, environmentally safe. A vacuum, a broom, and we also spot shot the floor where. We don't mop the floors in here. We just start, you see a spot on the floor, you use a little bit of soap, a little bit of dish soap, you just wipe it up. That's it. No Murphy's oil or anything like that because that actually ruins the wood. I know, I was actually really surprised because I loved Murphy's oil and now I don't use it anymore. Maybe for like little things like not dusting in here, but other houses you could. But it would just build up a residue over time. I've learned a lot just being here, like when it comes to cleaning more historical homes. Yeah, I feel like it has, just in the sense of not using certain products. You know, I have a respect for these old houses, you know, so because of Lippitt House and because of that other house on George Street, I think it was George and Benefit. It was just a newfound respect in how I cleaned the house and dealt with the house. I bring my own. Pretty much everything my own, but they always have backup stuff here. So I also live in an old building, so even how I clean my house now is a little bit differently because my house is about 150 years old as well. So I definitely clean it a little bit differently. But I also have four animals. So that changes things a little bit. Once a week, usually, because I have four animals, so it gets a little hairy. So but yeah, I actually do like cleaning. I don't feel like I would have been cleaning for as long as I have been if I didn't like it so much. Because there is, you see a result always. Even in a house like this, in the Lippitt house, you still see a result. And that, I like doing work where there's a result, where you can see the result, physical result. It's good. So yeah, I guess I do. I also own a dog walking business and a pet sitting business. So I like staying self-employed. I read, relax on my downtime, And I'm very much an introvert, so I keep to myself. To be honest with you, sometimes after having a full day of cleaning, the last thing I want to do when I get home is clean more and not get paid for it. So, but I do it anyway, because I like a clean house. And it just kind of, the cleaning business kind of fell into my lap. At that point, I was 26 maybe, and I just wanted to make a little extra money. And then it just kind of grew from there because someone suggested me. They're like, hey, this girl cleans my house. You should have her do that. And it just started to build on its own, and that's how I've built business since. I don't advertise, I've done it through word of mouth. And that's the beauty of Rhode Island, is that you can do that. Let me think. I think right now I have about 15 customers, but that's going to be changing in the next year because I'm actually looking to grow business and start advertising, start hiring people, relinquish a little bit of control. So. But yeah, for now it's I have about 15 houses, I think. It could be a little bit more. Some customers are once a month. Some, call as needed. Some are, there's a couple customers that are twice a week. I don't understand that, but whatever. So about 15. Around this time last year, around Christmas, there was a lot of sounds kind of silly, but a lot of cupcake and little cupcake crumbles and cookies on the floor, and it looks like there was a really good time here. A safe good time. Lots of wine stains everywhere. Lots of wine stains. Well, we used baking soda or something very simply called spot shot. You just squirt it on it, but that doesn't do as good of a job as baking soda. You just sprinkle it on there, scrub it in, and it comes right up. Depends on how old that wine stain is. Oh, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Usually, around that time. If I'm by myself, it's about 3 hours, but 2 hours, 2.5 hours with an employee with me. I get very, very focused. I'm very involved in my head. That's why I scare easily while I'm working. Usually, I'm very involved in my head. I'll be doing something, and someone says something to me, and it's scary. I get surprised very easily. So, no, I love music, but to me it's a little bit distracting and my thoughts wander. So, I get very focused on work. I want to be doing less of the work and, well, the physical work and working on expanding and growing both businesses. So, but it'll still be very hard for me not to come in and double check everything. I can't help it. It's my business, it's my baby. In the past, I've hired friends who needed, a little bit of extra money, but at this point, I'm looking for people who want a full-time job. Well, hopefully in the next year, people will be looking for full-time work. So I will have to start advertising and putting it out there. I grew up in South Kingstown. I've been in Providence since 1997. I like it up here. One thing I love about Providence specifically is the oldness of Providence. I was out in San Diego a few years ago and I was thinking about staying. I was out there for a few months and they're like, this place is really old. It was built 50 years ago. And I was like, I've taken a bath in a bathtub that's older than 50 years old. I was like, that's part of the reason, one of the things why I came back here. It's, places like Lippitt House. Character, it's a feeling that's inside of it. It's been lived in. And you can feel it, and it's, look at this place. It's pretty awesome, And I have a thing for wood floors, big time. I love wood floors. I mean, the wood floors in the Lippitt House are amazing. They're gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Specifically in that front room where the piano is. The design on the floor is just gorgeous. If you just go in there and look at the floor, it's awesome. And even the ceilings in this place are pretty rad. But I think they had it a little bit harder than I do. I think it was a lot of on your hands and knees, daily work. That's what I think part of the reason why I love Downton Abbey so much is just it wasn't just about the people that lived in the house. It was about the functioning of the house and like the people that worked there. And I mean, it's hard work now. I can't imagine what it was like with a fully functioning house 100 something years ago, So, and they didn't have it as easy as we do. I don't know if they had vacuums back then. So, It's, you know, like I said, it's hard work now, but I can't imagine 120 years ago. I would have done it. I think I probably have been a house cleaner in many different lives. No, really, probably. I think what people don't understand is one, I'm not really there to go wash your dishes. But I have to wash your dishes to be able to clean your kitchen. When people don't pick up after themselves, we're there to clean your house, but I'm not there to pick up after you and put your stuff away. Because I don't know, I know your house well, but I don't know where your stuff goes. Little things like that. I feel bad complaining about people, but we won't say any names. But in this house, nothing but other people's houses, yeah, for sure. Mainly, don't leave me 8 loads of dishes to wash when you don't have a dishwasher, because that takes a while, and that's not really my job, but I do it anyway. I think for me, it's my job, so I don't get too frustrated about it. It's what I expect, and it's what I do. So I don't get too frustrated by that. I get more frustrated by the little things I was just sort of complaining about. Like with a place like Whippet House, it's what I'm paid to do. It's what I enjoy doing, so I don't find it very frustrating at all. This place is hardly ever messy, except for around the holidays, and it's more just a lot of wine and food crumbles and dust. They have a good time here. So when some people here, and I know I don't think they're supposed to do it, but people will sit on these chairs where obviously you're not supposed to sit. They'll leave wine glasses on the mantle. Like you'll see, like it stains, you know? And I think that's what I find frustrating is sometimes other people's lack of respect. It's not the people that run this house, it's people that come into the house and don't have that respect, you know? Some people just don't. It's a museum. I've always been a little bit curious what it would be like to clean up after one of their parties in there, because usually that table is set up like they just had like dinner the night before or something, and I've always been kind of curious about that, but like I said, it's the front room that does it for me. That one over there with the piano in it. It's just a gorgeous room. There's a feeling in that room that I don't know. There's just an energy in there. That's what it is about these old houses, it's the energy. That's like residual energy from lots of life being lived in. For how old is this house? 100 years old, 200? It's just residual energy, so. But usually, sometimes, like in a place like this, I don't like risking squirting Windex and it getting on the floor. So
Yeah.
sometimes, just those nice, very clean microfiber rag will take care of that 5-year-old's fingerprints that randomly came in here, because there is little kid fingerprints in here. Maybe the place is haunted. I don't know. But maybe there's children that come in here.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the microfiber rags are really good for that stuff.
Great.
Most people that hire me are kind of probably have never cleaned the house ever, so they kind of leave it up to me, and a lot of it was self-taught and doing my own research.
What kind of research did you do?
Things like the chandelier, you know, that's not in a lot of people's houses these days at all. And you have to be very, very careful. Light dusting, very light. Nothing that I can think of besides that. I like good physical work. I could never sit down all day and not have physical work. I did it for a few years and I wanted to actually rip my hair out of my head. To not help with any depression issues. I like to be physical. I like doing this.
It sounds like it gives you energy.
Yeah, it does. And people feel also the result is, besides seeing a difference, even in this house, people feel good when they come home and they appreciate it most of the time. But I find it gratifying.